The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency. And the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It's educational. It's not legal advice. And now here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
Welcome to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm your co-host, Ted Robertson, and we've said it a million times. If we've said it once, the insurance system makes everybody crazy, but we love to add little things to it here and there. Like favorite bumper sticker, the agent doesn't charge. The other one is don't be that guy, don't be that gal. You know, those things need to be facing inside in your windshield, not where they obstruct you. but you know, you need to be able to, we'll make backwards versions so you can put it on your back window and see it the right way as you're driving down. Don't be that person who does not deal with your insurance.
Hey, Ted, did you see that CDOT stole our phrase?
No way. What did they steal?
That guy.
They stole that guy?
They stole that guy.
Oh,
I'm wondering if someone from CDOT listens to our show.
We have CDOT on KRDO all the time.
Well, because if you haven't seen this, you know, the little, there's screens on the freeway.
Yeah.
Where it has those messages.
Yeah.
I saw last week where it said, don't be that guy. I'm
dude,
you stole my phrase.
Antonio, as always, my favorite half hour of the week is to spend this time with you. We're shifting gears a little bit with this edition of The Agent, but let's get our let's get our house in order here first. We got to clear the air in the room. Every week you come in here smoking because the robocalls have not stopped. They may not, they probably haven't really slowed down all that much, even though we're out of an open window. These guys are still out there. They're going to still try to sell you insurance, and they're still going to try to sell you stuff that they want you to buy because it benefits them, not you.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. I just got a call today. I just got a call on my cell phone from a 720 number, and I know they're not in Colorado.
They're spoof numbers, yeah.
Yeah, they're spoofing numbers, and you know, and it was from Health Savers or something like that.
Health Savers, okay.
I don't know. They never give you the real name of the company.
Yeah. And you spent some time tracking these guys down.
A little bit. Not as much time as I wanted to. I did want to go ahead and do a little more research and actually buy something from one of these carriers.
Yeah.
And actually get one of the names, but you know, it's not going to go very far because they're really what it's going to need is either DORA, the Department of Regulatory Services, you know, the Department of Insurance is going to have to get a lot of complaints from consumers to really do something about these guys. You know, one agent buying a policy and saying, hey, look at this garbage that they sold me. I can't prove they lied to me.
No, that's true. And the bottom line is there are 46 billion robocalls, billion with a B, every year in the United States. 27 million of those are robocalls about health insurance, people trying to sell you stuff.
All for 2019. We don't know the 2020 numbers. It might be more.
Yeah, it could be more. The trick is starve them out. Don't buy anything from them. And if you have any questions, for those of you who are sitting by the side of the road, like we have heard from time to time, what's the number, Antonio?
719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424.
And we want to also send you all in a couple of directions here, both sort of leading to the same good guy. Antonio's website is up and running, and there you can book appointments, learn more about what he does, pick up editions of the podcast. It is theagentusa.com, theagentusa.com. You'll hear us talk a lot about that in the coming months. And Antonio's podcast page, theagentco.podbean.com, theagentco.podbean.com. It is Antonio's exclusive channel. We do this for you. Head on over there and subscribe, and you'll get the editions of The Agent delivered to your mobile device. You don't have to do anything. It's okay if you don't listen to the show regularly. As long as you're subscribing to the podcast, you'll still get what Antonio has to share with you. And remember, I referenced changing gears a little bit. Antonio and I talked a long time ago about what are the top 10 questions that people ask. And, you know, it comes down to this. Antonio's whole world is about taking the stress out of the insurance mess, right? Getting rid of the chaos, doing this stuff for you so that you don't have to. And in this edition, we're going to launch a series, and we're going to start talking about those 10 most asked questions. And really, this can be frustrating for you and for somebody like Antonio, because this stuff isn't terribly easy to get sometimes. But then that's why there's Antonio, to distill it down in a way that makes it like it's easy to get. It makes it easy to understand. And so, Antonio, where do we want to take the first chunk out of this today?
Well, you know, one thing I really wanted to bring up, because I actually had the opportunity to talk to one of the managers, associates at Connect for Health Colorado, and they mentioned one of the things that we mention all the time. And because right now what a lot of people are seeing, if you have Connect for Health Colorado, a lot of clients are receiving documentation to prove their income, to go ahead and prove what their income is. And they're doing this because the federal government is requesting that Connect for Health make sure that these numbers are correct, because they want to make sure that people that are eligible for Medicaid go to Medicaid, and the people that are eligible for APTC, that's the applied tax credit or subsidies, money from the government to reduce the cost of your insurance, people are getting those. And so people are going to those right funnels. And so when I asked the representative, well, why is this even an issue? Because if you have agents and if you have trained people that are helping people with these applications and thoroughly asking the questions need be to get these correct numbers, why should there be a problem? Because that's what we do. That's what enrollment centers do. And she mentioned that it's mainly because of the people that do it on their own. And we already know, because we've talked about this before, when you do this stuff on your own, it's when you make the most problems and challenges for yourself. So if you yourself, you know anyone in Colorado and they need help with insurance, call me or call Connect for Health Colorado and get an agent in your area, an enrollment center or a broker with experience, because that's where most of the problems are. And you cause yourself so many problems you can't even imagine. So please work with someone, whether it's me or another agent. Work with an experienced broker to help yourself navigate Connect for Health Colorado, navigate that application, because it's confusing. And if you do it incorrectly, you're going to cause yourself a lot of headache.
Antonio, the plus that you offer your clients is that you are an enrollment center and you are very closely connected with Connect for Health Colorado.
Yes, we are.
And so that means that you're certified to do all the things that fit within the Affordable Care Act. And that means there are basically four approved carriers. And we're just talking about El Paso County right now.
Yeah, just El Paso County.
Right. So when we limit ourselves to El Paso County, and we're kind of right in the middle of it here when we're in the KRDO studios, right, almost geographically in the center of the county. So those of you who are listening, you're in El Paso County. You need, as Antonio suggested, to be working with somebody who is, if they're not an enrollment center, certainly have the experience to understand how ACA works, and that if you are getting a policy that is not from one of the four approved providers under ACA in El Paso County, you are not being sold the right thing. You are
Correct.
Not buying the right thing.
That's where those robocalls come in and those other, deceptive marketing practices come in with a lot of those other plans. Now, some of the other plans are good, because if we've talked about SEPs a lot, special enrollment period. So, mm-hmm. If you don't have one, you don't have a proper plan because you forgot to enroll, you acted like that guy, then yeah, there are other plans out there that might work for you because you don't have the ability to get the proper plan.
I think I have this figured out.
You think so?
Don't be that guy comes first, and then a space between the two bumper stickers, just a little space, so your brain pauses a little bit and thinks about the first one, because the second one is like, bam, the agent doesn't charge. You don't have to be that guy because the agent doesn't charge. 719-203-6424 is the number to call. Antonio will not charge you for his time to walk you through and explain all of this to you, And by the time you're done, you have enough of an understanding to be able to make smart choices.
Yeah. And you know, when we say that, the agent is in charge, and this was not what the show was going to be about.
Well, that's true. We did take a little bit of a detour.
We took
here.
A little detour. But, you know, when we say the agent is in charge, I do not think that most people, and a lot of my clients as well, don't understand what that means. They really don't. Because, you know, we get paid directly through the insurance carrier. So if you're one of my clients where we're doing a full package for, and that's what we do most of our clients, where we're helping you with your health insurance and we're really creating that package to help you holistically with everything you need, well, then we're going to get paid through those carriers. So let's say you just come and do a health plan with us. We're going to get paid for that health plan and that commission, whether it's little or big. Most likely it's little. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to help you with all of the other ends of that. And we're going to help you when you get those letters. We're going to help you when you have questions. We're going to help you with any of those things throughout the year. So, I mean, we are more of consultants, and we're more like your attorney and your accountant, except for your accountant is going to charge you every time they do something for you. Your attorney is going to charge you every time they talk to you. We've broken it down. The consulting that we do from you is easily hundreds of dollars throughout the year. So, you know, if we were charging, we would be charging like a $500 consulting fee and then additional charges on top of that. We don't. So when we talk about the agent doesn't charge, it doesn't matter what we get paid through the carrier or carriers. We're not going to talk much about this, but there are carriers in the past that don't even pay any commissions. So you might be a client where I don't get paid anything to help you, and we're still going to help. We're still going to help as much as that client that we got paid for. So that's really what we mean. When we say the agent doesn't charge, we don't charge.
719-203-6424, Antonio. We are, let's give this couple of web addresses again. Antonio's main website is theagentusa.com, theagentusa.com. Again, make contact with Antonio there, get information there about the things that you're looking at, things that you might need. You can book an appointment there as well. You want to go back and subscribe to Antonio's podcast, you can do that at theagentco.podbean.com, theagentco.podbean.com. Antonio, when we come back, we're going to kind of realign, and we are going to start talking in earnest about things like how a health plan works, other plan options. We're going to talk about what is a deductible is and max out of pocket. Those are terms you hear a lot, but you don't always get. And we're going to turn that around for all of you today. It's time for a break. You're listening to Antonio the Agent on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen online at KRDO.com. And again, subscribe to Antonio's podcast at theagentco.podbean.com.
We're at Health Markets, a free service to help individuals and families find affordable health insurance under Obamacare. Mike, there's a lot going on.
With so many changes to Obamacare this year, Health Markets invented the Fit Score, helping consumers instantly compare their plan to thousands of others nationwide to quickly see how to maximize their benefits and save money. Best of all, our service is free.
Keeping my doctor is so important. Can Health Markets find plans that make that possible?
Health Markets makes it easy to find the right health insurance fit, including plans that can let you keep your doctor and save you money. Using our free service, we can find you subsidies that will substantially lower your costs, even finding you plans with $0 monthly premium.
Don't go it alone when there's such an amazing free unbiased service.
Looking to save on health insurance? Call Health Markets insurance agent Antonio Briseño at 719-203-6424 or visit healthmarkets.com. No obligation to enroll.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. The agent doesn't charge, and he doesn't. It's because he doesn't want you to be that guy.
No,
that's how there is. That's how it
we
is.
We don't want anyone to be that guy or that girl. And I'm extremely impressed that CDOT decided to steal my term.
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, is what they say. Antonio, some conversation now on some of the details about what we're going to be talking about in this upcoming series. We are starting, you know, at its core, the 10 most frequently asked questions. And what you've picked out of those questions are the answers to them people generally don't get. So we're going to spend some time helping you get those.
Yeah. No, Ted, it's a huge one because now put yourself in the shoes of other people. So I'm talking to you people out there, that guy that has group insurance and you've had group insurance for 30 years or 20 years. What do you know about individual coverage? Do you really even know how that plan works? You know, or are you that guy that, you know, hey, yeah, you need to go to the doctor, you need to have your annual physical, you go and you get that done. That's what you do. And you're just hoping and praying and believing that the insurance you have is going to take care of you. Well, this is the way a lot of people operate.
This is one time when hope is a four-letter word.
Yeah, really. Well, wouldn't you agree, Ted?
Oh, completely. Completely. Operating out of just blind hope and ignorance because you think this stuff is too hard is not a good decision when you have a guy like the agent that you can simply call and get all of the information you need, get all of the education you can drink up. And that's Antonio. That's his heart.
Well, appreciate that. But really what I mean is, when you think about it, if you've had group insurance, which I believe you had for a long time.
I have. I've here at KRDO, we have group insurance.
Yeah. And so you get the plan. You have a basic idea of how it works, but you don't really worry about it much. You know it's going to be basically the same most of the time. And sometimes those things change a little bit. So you rely on that. Well, what happens when you lose that plan? What happens if you leave one company and now for a few months you have to go to individual? It's completely different. You could have completely different options. So really that's what we want to talk about. How does the what are the ins and outs really on the individual side? Because the individual side works completely different than all of the insurance. And when we're talking about health, so the biggest misconception is deductibles. That's one of the biggest things. Because when we're talking about a deductible, you know, there's many types of insurance in the world. When we're talking about deductible, when it comes to health insurance, it's completely different than the deductible for your car insurance. It's completely different than the deductible for your homeowner's insurance. It is completely different than like replacement insurance, like if you have insurance for your laptop or your TV, you know, or whatever. It's different. And so the biggest problem we have is people try to gravitate to what they know. So if they've used their car insurance, they might think, oh, well, I've used my deductible for my car insurance, so my health insurance should be exactly the same. Wrong. So this is one of the biggest things. So one of the biggest misconceptions we have is when you're looking at health insurance in general on the individual market and sometimes on the group market, you're going to have a deductible and a max out-of-pocket. Okay? So the group insurance and the individual insurance, those things will be basically the same. You have that max out-of-pocket, you have that deductible. So what does that mean? What that means is with the max out-of-pocket, once you've met that number, whatever it is, then the insurance company will cover it 100%. That is the max out-of-pocket. It is not the deductible. Too often, people think the deductible is the overall number. When it comes to health insurance, that is not true. So, if you know that and you understand that, now you will be ahead of a lot of other people.
And what exactly will that mean to me, knowing the difference between deductible and out-of-pocket?
Max out of pocket. Yeah. So what that means for you is basically more of a better comprehension of how much money you have to put out of your pocket.
All right, let's make it an easy number. I've lost all three of my legs, and I have a $100,000 bill in front of me. I have to. Okay.
What are you going to do?
I'm faced with a max out of pocket until my insurance kicks in and starts paying 100% of the expenses.
Exactly.
While I am paying up to that max out of pocket, the insurance only pays a percentage.
Correct.
Of those bills.
Correct.
Okay. Now let's link that with the deductible how that interacts.
So we had a scenario built out already for the show. So let's say, and we're going to go backwards. Okay. So we're going to start with that max out of pocket, and then we're going to drop that down and talk about the deductible and the coinsurance and all how that works, so we know exactly how that scenario is going to work out for you. So let's go ahead and say we're going to use some higher numbers. So if you have a plan and it has the highest max out of pocket available for 2020, that number will be $8,150 for an individual. So one person. Okay? So let's say your max out of pocket is $8,150. So looking at that scenario, so Ted has a $100,000 bill. So with this plan, we're just going to start with that number. So if his max out of pocket is $8,150, Ted just needs to pay that $8,150, and then the insurance company will cover the balance of that $100,000. Okay, great. That's wonderful. So now how does the rest work? How's the deductible work? How's the coinsurance work? What about the co-pays? How does it all work? And then another topic, probably another day. Then we're going to talk about, can you afford the $8,150? And if you can't, what do you do? So let's say we have that $8,150, and then and you have a deductible of $2,000. Okay? So we're going to use a different scenario than the $100,000 bill, because that actually is very simple. You pay the $8,150, you're done. Really simple. You just got to come up with $8,000. So let's say something smaller happened. Let's say Ted goes to the ER, and that ER bill is $3,000. And Ted has a $2,000 deductible. Okay? So he walks into the ER, and they give him the services he needs. He gets the bill, and the bill's $3,000. So what Ted is going to do is he is going to pay the $2,000 deductible. Now, also, the coinsurance is going to come into play as well. So, the coinsurance is typically the difference is going to be a percentage that you have to pay. And that percentage is going to be between the deductible and the max out of pocket. Okay? So, we'll break this down. He has a bill for $3,000. He has a $2,000 deductible. His coinsurance is 30%. Okay, so his bill's $3,000, the deductible's $2,000, and he has a 30% coinsurance. So what does he pay? He's going to pay $2,300 for that ER visit. That was $3,000. Okay, now that amount also goes towards his max out of pocket. So from that $8,150 max out of pocket, now we can deduct $2,300. That has reduced his max out of pocket by that amount. And so now when other major things happen, any other ER visits, testing, allergy testing, MRIs, CAT scans, blood work, other lab things that work, now, those are typically deductible events as well. So now what does Ted do? Well, now what's going to happen is he's going to pay the percentage. So let's say he goes to the ER again and the bill's lower. What does he pay? He's going to pay the coinsurance. So that 30%. So an easier way to look at like this is blood work is a big one. It can be small and it can be gigantic in cost. So let's say that bill is $500 for the lab work. So what do you pay? You're going to pay that 30% of that $500. And then that amount will go towards your max out of pocket.
You pay the deductible one time per year.
Correct.
You pay the max out of pocket in the course of that year.
Correct.
And everything that is charged to you after those two things are paid, you only pay a percentage of those bills.
Well,
is that right?
After the deductible.
Okay.
Because after the max out of pocket, that's the max you pay in the 12-month period.
Okay. There we go. That's the key. When you pay that,
you're done.
You're done. Everything else is covered by your insurance. Correct. 100%.
Correct. One caveat,
mm-hmm.
Very important, network. Network matters.
Are you in network or are you out of network? And
correct.
That's the other thing your agent needs. That's the biggest reason they need to be local. You've got to know the local networks.
Correct. Because if you are out of network, guess what happens? Okay, Mr. Listener, do you know what's going to happen if you are out of network?
Yeah, there's a Cuba Gooding movie, Mo Money. Yeah. Yes, you're going to get charged.
Yeah, because, yeah, you're going to pay that max out of pocket, but if you're out of network, there is no really max out of pocket.
And if you don't know that, you can really, really get financially hurt. And this is why this is so important for both business people and families, for group policies, for individual coverage. You've got to know these details. If you don't know them, if you don't have an Antonio in your world, you can really put your family's financial health at risk, and you cannot afford to do that. You can't afford to not have insurance, but you also can't afford to buy the wrong thing. And that's why Antonio does what he does. That's why there is the agent. So this then is the launch of the series. In the coming weeks and months, we'll talk about those top 10 questions that are asked. We'll break things down and help you understand them. Antonio, you did a masterful job today on understanding the difference between deductible and max out of pocket. And what do you suppose we ought to tackle next?
I'm not sure. There's so many things.
We will pick one out of the hat.
We are going to talk about, if you are one of those people in this community, like, no, there's none of them, that live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? How are you going to come up with that $8,150?
That is going to be next week's topic. Join us, Antonio Bersoni, the agent, and me, Ted Robertson, right here on KRDO News Radio this coming Saturday at 11:30. Pick us up by podcast at theagentco.podbean.com. Get more information about Antonio and the services of the office, or make an appointment at theagentusa.com.
You've been listening to Antonio Bersoni, the agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings at 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.